Bible, let's open up to the book of Acts, chapter number 2. Book of Acts, chapter number 2. You find that place, let's stand together. And well, I thank God, we say it all the time, but I'm glad, I'm thankful for it nonetheless. I'm glad God don't just save in Baptist churches, amen. And thank God, God will save you everywhere He's dealing with you, and you're willing to humble yourself to get saved. And whether that's by your bedside, in your living room, going down the road, that's irrelevant to it. The only critical ingredient to have to be saved is you got to have the author of salvation with you. And if he's there, thank God, you can get it. Amen. And if he ain't, you can't. I mean, I don't know how the only person that's got it is him. I mean, that's what the Bible teaches us. So look what your Bible says. Acts chapter number 2, very familiar passage of Scripture. We'll start reading there in about verse number 42. Verse number 42. We'll find that there's just now got 3,000 got birthed into the family of God. Verse 41, we'll start reading there for the sake of to get that in there. Bible said, then they that gladly received his word and were baptized. And the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and the breaking of bread and in prayer. And fear came upon every soul. Many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. All that believed were together, and they had all things common. And they sold their possessions and goods, parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house. They did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. For I like this next verse. He said, praising God and having favor with all people. I want you to notice what he said next. He said, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Heavenly Father, we bow our head before you one more time. And to God I pray, if ever was a time, and Lord, we needed your help. We need your help tonight. I pray, God, that you would fill us up with the Holy Ghost. I pray, God, for good unction from on high. I'd ask you, God, for good liberty in the house of God. Oh, Lord, we pray tonight that you would help us to preach the Word of God. And the Lord, not to add anything to it or take away. I pray, God, to preach it as it is to people as they are. And God, I pray. I believe the results up to you. Oh, Lord, God, I thank you today for meeting with me in the way you have. I thank you, God, I ain't got to be in a crowd. I'm glad I don't have to have the songs of Zion. I'm glad I don't have to have choir singing or special singing. I thank God for all of that, but Lord, I'm glad that every now and again when it's just me and you, and the Lord, there ain't nobody sang a song about to the Lord Jesus. There ain't nobody been testifying, but just me and you and the sweet presence of God that just comes and passes by our way. Oh God, I thank you for that, and I pray that you'd help us now. Oh Lord, we thank you for all you've done. In Christ's name I pray and beg and ask, amen and amen. I said not too long ago there that the Lord been dealing in my heart with about a passage of Scripture, really. Have some several passages of Scripture, and I don't know if we'll preach them all in one night or maybe preach them all in a year. I don't know. I just try to follow the Lord the best that I can, and I trust that you'll pray for me right in real hard. I want to say this to you, friend. I really do believe that by and large that most folks have sat under the sound of our voice, and we really do are interested at least in being what the Lord wants us to be. I mean, not just to thank God. I know sometimes we maybe come across like nobody's wanting to serve God. But I think by and large most folks are at least interested in serving the Lord. I mean, listen now, hear me today, friend. I mean, you are in church on a Wednesday night. You could be in a lot of places doing a lot of things. But you're here tonight. And no doubt these folks that are here and they're tired, and these folks that are here and they're hurting. But nonetheless, you came. You know why you came? Because you're at least interested in doing the will of God. Amen. And so I want to say that. I thank God for it. But friend, I want to preach on some subject that God got to deal in my heart. There's not a lot of sure things that's down here in America. As a matter of fact, I ain't even sure I'll make it home tonight. And you ain't sure you'll make it home tonight either. I ain't sure that I have breath in my body before the morning light comes. And the truth of the matter is, you ain't much sure about it neither. Amen. I mean, we suspect, but we are not sure. But there's a few things God left down here and we can be sure of. And one of those things we can be sure of is that the church is going to stand. Amen. He said so, that the gates of hell would not prevail against it. And the last time I checked, he has not changed his mind on that subject. Amen. And so the church is a sure thing. I want to just preach for a few minutes of time on some things that the church is sure to do. If we're going to be a church, I'm talking about a church. Now listen, I hear a lot of preachers from time to time, and I'm not listening, brother, I'm not being critical. That's not my purpose. But I hear them say things like this. Brother Wayne, they'll get to quoting Jeremiah 6:16. Go stand in the past and see the way and ask for the old past. Wherein is the good way? And walk therein. And thank God. Hey, I like that verse. Amen. Somebody help me. Don't you like that verse? But now listen to me, friend. My question's always this. How old are we going to walk? Amen. I mean, how far back are we going to go? And usually whenever folks are preaching that, what they mean is this. Let's go back to the 1950s. And let's go back to the 1940s. And let's go back to when we were young. And listen, I got no problem with that, so to speak. But that's not what that passage is about. We don't need to go back to the 30s and 40s. We don't need to go back to the 1800s or the 1700s. Thank God, if we're going to go back and get it right, let's go all the way back. Amen. I'd say this, Brother Rick Manus, and some of you builders would attest to this. You don't copy the copy. Amen. If you copy the copy, every time you copy a copy, it'll get just a little further out of skew. You only copy the original. Amen. And whatever the original is, as long as you'll adhere to that, and you'll be doing just fine. I think sometimes we get looking around and we'll say, well, thank God. And now listen, don't nobody get nervous on me. But we'll say in the Independent Baptist Church, and we'll say, well, thank God we still dress right, and we still use hymns, amen. And we're far better than that church down the road, amen. Well, what about this church right here? And now listen, I want to be, if we're going to be what God wants us to be, and let's look at the original church and what God said it ought to be, amen. And let's all agree we want to be like this. Would everybody agree with me right there? I'd like for Amazing Grace Baptist Church to look every bit just like this first church did. And I'll tell you this, it'd do well for all of us at the judgment seat of Christ to look just like this one, amen. And let me give you a few things about it. And the first thing I thought about tonight, and again, this may be a little while. I'm not the preacher tonight, I know. I know most Baptists, they got about 30 minutes worth of listening, and they'll let you know it pretty quick, amen. I want to say this, I got about an hour worth of preaching, and so we'll just preach it. And you just listen two times, all right, amen. And watch what your Bible says here. I got to thinking about one thing that the church is sure to do. That's the first mention of the church in the book of Acts, and this is what he said. He said, and the Lord added daily, in verse number 47, to the church daily, as such as should be saved. I thought, here's what I can tell you for sure, that the church is supposed to spread. Amen. And now listen to me, friend. And the one thing God put the church here to do, that was we ought to spread out. I'm not talking about being a mega church and none of that nonsense. But I am talking about this. Every believer ought to go out and make more believers. Amen. I mean, that's what God put on the church. Amen. And now here's what the Bible said. He said the Lord added daily. You see that? I mean, in verse number 47. And turn with me, if you will, over there in chapter number 5. At chapter number 5, I want you to see this. And then I'll try to preach you the message. In chapter number 5, and the Bible said in verse number 14. Boy, I like this. And so first of all, it said, And the Lord added daily as such as should be saved. And chapter 5, verse number 14, it said, and the believers were the more added. Amen. And boy, I like that. Hey, you know what got to happen with that church? God got to adding to them. And they must have liked it. Amen. And God must have liked it too. And before very long, you turn over two chapters, and he's no longer just adding. He's doing more addition. Amen. He said, thank God, tear down the walls. Tear down the houses. Let's build some more. Amen. At chapter number 6, I like this one even better. At chapter number 6, verse number 7 down to there. And the word of God says it like this. He said, and the word of God increased, and the number of disciples were multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And so the Lord God in heaven started off with a simple addition, and then he went to complex addition. And thank God, and then we finally went over to multiplication. He said, thank God, I'll tell you what, had this gotten to being so good, and it's amazing to me, and they must have got a hold of the real thing, you reckon? I mean, they must have got a hold of something and turned their world upside down. And they said, man, I got to go tell it. I don't even understand. Folks that say they've been born again by the grace of God, washed in the blood, saved out of hell, and don't ever want to tell nobody about it. Amen. That don't even make sense, thank God. Chapter 16, turn with me there. Let's look one more place. And boy, this blesses me even more. I mean, every time you get, you find this church, they're just sure to spread out. They start off by addition, and then that got to be bigger, and then that got to multiply. And watch what your Bible says in Acts 16, here down in verse number 5. The Bible said, and so were the churches established in faith and increased in number daily. I'll tell you, ain't that, now look at me, friend. Now listen here, neighbor. Ain't that something? I mean, started off, thank God. One day there was no church. And the Holy Ghost came down, 3,000 got put in the first church. And the thing's been growing ever since then. And within, I'm talking about within 12 chapters in the book of Acts. And just a very short amount of time, I went from adding people to all of a sudden they start counting by churches. I said, well, there's a church over here, and there's a church over there, and there's a church over there. I'll tell you where one of them's at that I like real good here in Acts 16. At that church at Lydia's house. I mean, listen, thank God. It didn't have no, amen. I mean, preach right there for just a minute, and then I'll try to go on. I mean, they didn't have nothing that anybody thought they ought to have. I mean, they had no jailbird, amen, and no jailer, thank God. And what, now, he's probably laid off, I'd say. You got an old Lydia seller of purple, and just one woman, and thank God, and then you got a little old demon-possessed girl. What kind of church is that? Pretty good, according to the Bible, amen. I mean, God got to meeting with those folks, thank God. Ain't it amazing how God can take somebody full of the demons, somebody that ain't no count, somebody that's got a messed up life, put them all in one building, get them all serving God, and they say, let's go do something for the cause of Christ, amen. I say, thank God, thank God. And so what I can tell you is this, that church is sure to spread. And now here's what I want to preach on. Here's some things, well, I want to preach on everything I've said, amen. How about I got to narrow this thing down? Here's what I want you to understand. Hey, some things that we're bound to spread if we are a part of the church. How we're bound to spread the gospel, amen. How you listen to me, thank God. I mean, we ain't, most Baptists, they've got to, I don't know what you would call the opposite of the gospel. I mean, I know the gospel's good news. Let's call it bad news. If you talk to most Christians, how they spread a lot of bad news, how about they don't ever have much good news, amen. Oh boy, they spread the bad news about the economy and how things ain't the way they used to be. Hey, I got good news. They never were, amen. How they never were. Every generation has said they ain't what they used to be. Hey, you ain't the first and this will not be the last, amen. Hey, we're all heading for that same destination. How about the last time I checked, God's always had a remnant and he always will have, amen. And so I want you to understand, and boy, we stand in this place where you listen to folks and they've got bad news to tell over here and they've got bad news to tell over there, and I don't want to meddle none, but God help us. Hey, you get around most people and they know other people's bad news too, amen. And what they don't know, they tend to make up, amen. I'll say, well, did you hear, amen. And hadn't thanked God in before, hadn't done that before, to thank God that the warmth has worn off your tires. And somebody's already called you and told you the bad news. But listen, somebody get saved by the grace of God. And God get to really helping somebody. And God get to changing our lives. And we ain't never told nobody about it. And we sit in the house of God. Amen. I wish that, listen, I'm not for having cell phones in the house of God. But there's a lot of gossip, you know, that how you get on Facebook and they hide it by, listen, praise God, I'm going to. Amen. I mean, they like to hide it right there now. And they'll hide it under the guise of prayer requests. But really what they mean is we're gossiping. Amen. Somebody help me right there. Help say, let's pray for so-and-so. And bless their hearts. Amen. Hey, you know what they're doing? They're just a gossiping, thank God. And wouldn't it be good to be in the house of God and have as many people as talked about somebody else and to stand up and talk about the goodness of God? I mean, wouldn't it be a blessing, amen, and to come in the house of God and find that folks are more interested in spreading the good news than they are the bad, amen. Hell, thank God. Listen, that was for free. Didn't have nothing to do with it. It just makes me happy. I mean, we're supposed to spread the good news. I'll tell you what's the good news about the church. Have they spread it in about every instance you could ever find? Have they didn't just spread it when they felt good? Have somebody help me on that? I'll tell you, the first time I got thinking about different folks, that's just how the Lord put it in my heart. Have they spread the gospel when they were broke? Amen. How you remember that? Oh, Peter and John walking up in John chapter 3, Acts chapter 3, I mean, and walking up into the temple, and what'd they say? Have silver and gold? Have I none? Hey, said, boys, the bank accounts are looking pretty sad. And they said, we ain't got scrip, we ain't got purse, and we ain't got a nary denarii. Amen. That means they're penniless. Hey, said, we didn't have a few. Hey, said, we ain't got none. Amen. Hey, said, but we still got good news. Amen. Hey, said, we don't know if you heard about him or not. How but thank God, though, such as I have, I give I thee in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, and rise up and walk. And thank God, ain't it good to know how you can still spread the gospel when your bank account's empty? How you can still spread the gospel and when the bills are coming due and there ain't no money to pay off? I'm glad, thank God, no matter how it finds us here, how the good news is still good news. Amen. Amen. Thank God. How you can spread it whenever you're broke. How you can spread it whenever you're bound down. Amen. Acts chapter number 4, you can turn over there sometime and read it in Acts chapter 4 at verse number 20. And they have arrested Peter and John, and they commanded them, and they said, you can't speak no more in his name. And boy, they responded back and said, we can't but speak of those things which we have seen and heard. Ain't it something, thank God, that we feel like the only time we can ever stand up and tell the good news is whenever there's money in the bank and whenever we're free on every hand. But I got to thinking about there, they said, bound down, bound up, and commanded to never say nothing again. They said, you do what you want to, but we got some good news to tell. I got to thinking about you go on down there. And what about in Acts chapter number 8? And one of my favorite stories in Acts chapter number 8, Jesse, you find it like this. It said, and Saul wreaking havoc on the church. And then the next verse said, and they went about everywhere and preaching the gospel. Amen. I mean, listen, thank God. He was persecuted on every side. And the old Philip just said, well, if you're going to come here and bother us, I believe I'll just go there and share the good news. Amen. And then here's what we do most of the time. Oh boy, we get bothered where we're at, and we just sit down on God and get up and listen. And we're growing gardens right now, and I'll tell you what I've found in Kevin's life. I'm a professional juniper tree grower. Amen. I don't know if there's any of the rest of you in here that way. I mean, I'll tell you what I can do. I can walk out of the pulpit, have Brother Chase, and I can have a full-grown juniper tree before I ever get in the car. And I sit underneath that thing, and I'll pout on the Lord, and I'll talk about how pitiful things are and how hard things are, and
and say, oh God, hey, listen, I want you to know, Lord. And then from time to time, Chase, that just sweet Holy Ghost will come by my way and it'll whisper something like this, Joey. I'll say, are you going to hell? Amen. I'll say, nope, amen. I'll say, hey God, and that sweet Holy Ghost will come by and say, listen, you remember who you are, amen. Are you still my child? And I'll say, yeah, you're still my father. And before very long, I'll tell you what happened. I done took my old little chainsaw out. I fired that old fired that old steel up, thank God, and just cut her down. Said, praise God, let the sun shine again. I'm simply saying this. Hey, sometimes we get bound down and we say, I'm not going to share it. But that church shared the gospel no matter what was happening. Didn't matter how bothered they was. Ain't that something? No matter how bothered they was, they kept on sharing the gospel. I got to thinking about, listen, what about in Acts 16? Whenever they was beaten down. How you remember over there the Bible said about Paul and Silas? That said, when they laid many stripes on them, amen. How many you reckon that is, Scotty? That's one or two, you reckon? I mean, they beat the daylights out of them, is what they done. How they beat the daylights out of them, they throw them in that thing. How they bound them up in that old, look here, they wasn't at the Fentress County Justice Center, amen. How with a padded bed and some good clean linen clothes, and how thank God television on the wall, and a hot meal in their belly. And no, they're mired up in clay. They're mired up in the filth. Amen. Open wounds. Nobody trying to help them. They're chained up to them old walls. And thank God, long about midnight. Amen. Amen. Don't stir your heart. It stirs my heart. And I just wonder how that song started. And maybe somebody started humming a little bit. And before very long, thank God, they started singing that. And they said, I mean, this how it happens in my mind. Oh, the Apostle Paul said, well, wait just a second. He said, oh, Silas over there just a humming. He said, I know that. And that sounds like page number 40 in the old red back psalm. Amen. That sounds like that verse 1 when he said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined his ear unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of a miry clay. I've set my feet on a rock and established my going. I'm telling you, thank God they get to singing. And praises to God. And before very long, and the Holy Ghost falls down on that place that Philippian jailer goes out and getting ready to kill himself. And they holler out, and do thyself no harm. And boy, they got to share the gospel. He said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou and thy house shall be saved. Boy, ain't it something when you get beat up? Hey, probably ain't a better time to share the gospel than whenever you beat up, when you bound down, when your bank account's broke, when you bothered on every hand somebody ever. Hey, probably you recognize, I'd say in our day, we think we're just about some American Christianized where we're standing at that if, if the wind ain't blowing softly and it ain't 72 degrees and we ain't got a funny feeling in our belly and thank God we ain't got to, our mouth ain't a little dry and we ain't prayed about it for 4 years, 7 months and 69 days, that we ain't never going to share the gospel. But that's not what the first church done. The first church shared it every day, everywhere, and in every circumstance. And if we're going to be like them, we're going to have to spread the gospel. Now, you can come up with every excuse on why you can't. Y'all listen to me right there. I hear folks all the time say, well, now, God didn't make, I'm quiet. Well, there's cards back there. You can put a card in somebody's hand. Can you do that? Somebody help me right there. In our day, there's no excuse not to share the gospel. You say, well, I don't know enough about it. Do you know somebody who does? Yeah. Now, first of all, let me say this. If you don't know enough to share the gospel, thank God, hey, something wrong. Yeah. You've been saved in this thing longer than 2 years and you can't share the gospel, lead somebody to the Lord Jesus Christ, there's something wrong with your relationship. Yeah. I wish there'd be a kinder way to say it, but it is what it is. Amen. God outlined it pretty plain. You hear it preached about pretty often. You got a King James Bible, amen. You can turn through that thing. Go right down through the scripture. Hey, listen, the Bible teaches us what they need to have in order to be saved. Hey, fearless. I mean, you got the author on the inside of you. And you say, preacher, I can't go by it. I don't know how to remember all them scripture. Do you remember what he done for you? Amen. Let's just maybe start right there. I mean, maybe you can't, you don't know where it's at, where it talks about how he's not the propitiation. He's the propitiation not for your sins only, but for the sins also of the whole world. But do you remember when you came out of darkness and how the Lord changed your life? Hey, thank God, if you can't remember it, how you are still the epistle known and read of all men. How you've got a message, amen. Spread the gospel. And I thought the next thing, listen, I'm talking about some things the church is sure to spread. We're sure to spread the gospel. If we're going to be a church, we got to spread the gospel. If you're not a part of spreading the gospel, now listen, singing's good. Thank God for it. Testimony's good. Preaching's good. But our purpose here, spread the gospel. Y'all understand that? Amen. God left us here to spread the gospel. Amen. And I'm telling you, here's, I don't want to get back on that. But what happened is somewhere along the road, we started off spelling it right. We said G-O-S, and instead of saying pale, we said S-I-P. Amen. And we said, this is what we spread, and we're better at it. Amen. But let's get away from spreading gossip and get back to spreading the gospel. It'll help us. Do you think that's right? I mean, it'll help you a lot at judgment seat of Christ. How about the second thing we ought to spread? If there's ever a day we ought to spread, grace. The church ought to be a place that's known to spread grace. We're living in the grace dispensation. You got saved by grace, amen. Everything you have is by grace. And thank God, I believe right where we're standing at, we ought to be thankful for folks that are interested in spreading grace, amen. I thought, now listen, I want you to hear me. You know one of the best instances of somebody spreading grace in the Bible, and as far as the church is concerned, Acts chapter number 7, verse number 60, and when you find Stephen in that place, and boy, he's a spreading grace, amen. I mean, they're standing there and they're stoning him, and they're back. No, y'all remember that? That boy, and he looks up and sees the Lord standing at the right hand of the Father. He says, commend your spirit unto him. And in verse 60, he said, I pray thee, Lord. He said, lay not this sin unto their charge. That looks a lot different than the modern day Baptist church. They'll hold something against somebody for the next three generations. Amen. I'll say, well, I remember his great granddaddy. He wasn't no count, and he ain't no count, and his kid ain't no count. Well, thank God, I got good news. You ain't no count neither. Amen. That'll help us all. Amen. Thank God to remember and praise God. And God brought us out of nothing. Amen. Hey, listen, what we are, how we are by the grace of God. Amen. Spread a little grace. Do us good to look over at somebody and say, Lord, I mean, they're just an old sinner. That's what they are. Let's be a little gracious to them. Don't you think we ought to spread a little grace to them? I'll tell you what I found in Baptist churches. Now, don't nobody get too nervous. But here's what I found in Baptist churches. We experience grace, and then we enforce the law. Y'all listen to me. Here's what happens. Somebody's been in church their whole life, Jordan Potter. They've been in church their whole life, and whenever they're sitting over there, and to listen, they've gotten victory over one thing. I mean, they've been struggling with the television for the last 40 years. Sheila, one day they come in, they pray, and they give that thing to the Lord, what they're watching. And the next thing they do, they start talking about everybody who still watches television. Y'all look at me, say, that's amen right there, preacher. That's right, thank God. I mean, what they do is they've been struggling. And don't act like, now look here at me. Y'all start making me nervous. You act like you ain't struggling with at least a little something. Everybody in here struggling with at least a little something. You got everything right in your life. I mean, it's all up here. I mean, we put your life under a microscope, it'll stand up straight and tall, you think, huh? Yeah, praise God. We could look at it under a telescope and it wouldn't probably look real good.
Amen.
I about shouted over that one, amen. I about made myself happy. Y'all know that's right. We get in this thing, thank God. I mean, we get to looking around at other people's sins, and we just as soon as we get victory, say, man, I can't believe they're still doing that. I know folks that, I mean, the Lord got to convict them over smoking a cigarette. They smoked for 45 years. And then as soon as they get in church, they talk bad about everybody who smoked. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I've sat in my seat and I've listened to it sometimes and thought, well, I thought you still smoked. Amen. And then after the service, I'd say, hey, did you know the Lord helped me with that? Well, praise God, you reckon you're helping everybody else being as mean as you are? You mean to tell me, now look here, don't get nervous on me, I'm preaching. You mean to tell me God's been gracious with you for 45 years and you can't be gracious with your neighbor for 45 minutes? Sanctification, you better just let God do His work. Praise God, amen. I thought it was going to feel a little tighter right there, but I feel liberty pretty good. I'm just saying this, we ought to spread grace. And I got thinking about, you ought to spread grace to those people. I mean that they're contentious. Hey, listen, you ought to try to spread grace to new converts. What about in Acts chapter 9? Y'all remember when the Apostle Paul got saved? Y'all remember when the Apostle Paul got saved and all the brethren ran up and they embraced him and they all loved on him and they all talked about how happy they was to have Saul in the church and how glad they was for all that? No, you don't remember none of that, amen, because they ain't none of that in the Bible. Thank God what they all was afraid of him. Hey, y'all said, this is that man who done an awful lot of bad things. Oh, Ananias said, Lord, I've heard of him, amen. And God said, you go over there to where he's at and pray with him. He got down there and he said, Brother Saul, amen. Hey, thank God. Ain't it something, friend? I mean, that fella was as rough as they come. But when the Holy Ghost got there, grace got extended to him. It's like I talk to folks and they'll say something like this. I don't know, listen, again, I'm not trying to be a legalist and don't nobody get nervous. And if you do, I mean, it just whatever. All I can tell you. I'll get talking to folks. Sometimes somebody will get saved and they'll say, hey. You see, I'm still wearing breeches to church? Are you kidding me? You mean tell me somebody just got born again by the grace of God, just got out of hell, and the only thing you're concerned about is they don't look like you and you've been in church for 60 years? That's wild to me. I mean, that's almost unhinged to me. That, now listen, everybody didn't grow up sitting on church pew learning little Zacchaeus and B-I-B-L-E like you did. Some of them still come in, they say, I'm not going to get off on storytelling, but I do remember a young convert one time whenever I was a younger feller, and he got saved by the grace of God. He had his ears pierced and he had his tongue pierced, and he come in the house of God, he didn't know no better. He sat in the house of God. I believe he got saved. Saved. He sat in the house of God. And it wasn't too long till the brethren, they didn't like that no more. Yeah. And it's only by the grace of God he didn't give up and quit after the brethren didn't give God time to do his good work. I'm going to tell you this. I want you to listen to me. You can enforce all your rules on somebody else and make them religious. Or you can let the Holy Ghost of God do the good work and it'll last for the rest of their life. You hear me? Now listen to me. I feel like I'm a helping us, but I ain't sure if I am or not. Hey, listen, I want you to understand this. If the Holy Ghost just lifted them out of hell and put them into heaven, just brought them out of darkness and put them into light, and we believe Philippians 1:6, and that he's going to finish that work, don't you think he'll deal with them about that too? Give them little time. Some of you husbands, when you first got married, you didn't knock your wife's cooking right out of the gate, did you? Nope. Didn't want to offend that love. It was a time of love. Y'all listen to me? My wife's a great cook. Don't you leave here thinking nothing else. Ain't nobody says that right out of the gate. See, then there's times. But give them a little bit of grace. Give them a little bit of grace. What about other Christians? You ever... I'm going to shipwreck this thing so far on land they won't nobody drive it out. Hey, listen, what about other Christians? Even the great Apostle Paul didn't give John Mark no grace. Everybody, that thing on? There's a great contention between them. He said, you go that way. But little as he grew,
Now listen, the Apostle Paul had to grow too. He wasn't the second embodiment of the Lord Jesus Christ. You listen, most Baptist preachers, it's like Jesus and Paul. They're 1A and 1B. That's not the case. Apostle Paul would, hey listen, he would throw stones at folks for making comments like that. I'll about guarantee it. Romans 7, he said, oh miserable, oh wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He knew who Christ was. He knew who he was. But boy, when he grew old in grace, AJ, he looked over at John Martin. He said, he's profitable. You know what happened? He got to be a little more gracious with folks. Ain't it something, thank God, sometimes we get in the house of God and we'll say, well, I wonder why everybody ain't doing that. Well, they said, give them a little grace. You always teach in Sunday school, Josh? Donnie, is you always leading the singing? I mean, you've probably been doing it a pretty good while, though, ain't you? Jesse, is you always preaching the gospel? You understand what I'm saying? I mean, we can go all around this room. You wasn't always where you was at. But somebody had to give you. Now, I'm talking about grace and truth. Listen, they keep coming to the house of God. I'll preach truth. We'll share truth. We got Sunday school teachers that'll teach truth. We got other preachers that'll preach truth. But I'm saying, preach what God gives you and then let the Holy Ghost do the work. Amen. Let God do it. Just spread grace. And whenever we sat down next to somebody and we say, man, they messed up. Y'all listen to me right there? We'll say, well, I caught myself saying this today. And the Holy Ghost just smote my heart. I was talking about a fellow, this guy was asking me about this other preacher. And I said, if he does that, he's done. That's what I said. And the Holy Ghost said, is that right? Are you sure? And I thought all of a sudden, what do I know about anything? Because if I'd have been back, whenever Peter denied the Lord, and if me and you had been John and James, we'd have said, boys, he's done. When we watched him get on the boat, I said, did you see where he went? He's done. And then the Lord said, really? See, what the Lord done for him, that's right. He just showed him grace. So if I mess up from time to time, will you show me a little grace? Would you do that for me? Sometimes if we miss it, would you show a little grace? If maybe I don't do everything you feel like I ought to do, would you give me a little grace right there? It'd help relieve some pressure off of me. How's that? And I'll tell you what I'll do for you. Whatever you ain't just exactly what you're supposed to be. Amen. I'll give you a little grace. When you look at your watch a few too many times whenever I'm preaching, I'll give you a little grace for that. Amen. We'll just give each other grace. I'll tell you what will happen when we start giving each other grace. You'll find out it'll be a happier place to be. When you ain't worried about the person to the right and left of you judging you for something that you messed up whenever you've already asked the Lord to forgive you. I had a fellow say, I would never go hear that fellow over there preach and say, why, do you know what he did? Yeah, 40 years ago, you reckon if he's God, that God ain't forgive him in 40 years? We ain't Catholics, friend. You ain't got to do 472,000 penances to get right with God. Last time I checked, you can bow your knee and humble your heart, and wherever you're at, you can get right with God, and you better thank God for it. Hey, don't get nervous, but you can get forgiveness for the same sin. I'm sure nobody in here has ever asked for forgiveness for the same sin more than once, have you? No, you got victory one time and you've been good ever since. I'm going to have to move on. I don't want to mess this up here. I want you to notice this. Sure to spread the gospel, sure to spread grace. And the last thing I want to say, hey, listen, if we're the church like this, we're sure to spread glory about everywhere we go. It says things like this, praising God, obeying God, all throughout the book of Acts. I'll tell you what happened when the church got to be what the church ought to be. You'd show up at church and you might see the lame walk. Now, did they or did they not? I mean, they went to church one day and a fellow hadn't been, above 40 years old and hadn't ever walked. And all of a sudden he came in running down the aisles leaping. You say, preacher, you still think God do it? Guarantee it. I'll tell you better than that. I've seen a lot of folks come in the house of God crawling, and before it was over with, they left walking. That's about the same thing. You come to the house of God, see the dead raised up. They did in this book. Acts chapter number, I mean, whenever you look through that, old Dorcas came in there and she was dead. Got in the house of God, guess what happened? You ever seen dead things made alive in the church? Nobody ever has, I don't guess. Dead marriages, dead lives, dead joy, dead desires come in the house of God and all of a sudden get in church. Around what church is supposed to be. It brings that stuff back to life. Acts chapter 16, you ever seen homes mended? I'm just asking. I mean, all throughout this scripture, you just go over and over and over again. I thought about Acts chapter number 12. You ever seen some doors open for people in prison? I'm just saying this. Everywhere they went, lame's walking, dead's raising, doors is opening, homes is mending. I'd like to see more of that, wouldn't you? I'd like to see more people saved. And I'd like to see more of what they had here. And Adam Beatty, I was praying about that. I was asking the Lord about seeing that here. And if we want to see what they saw, we'll have to do what they did. Y'all listen to me? They spread the gospel. They spread grace. And everywhere they went, they were spreading the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we want that, we can have that. There's no reason why we can't have what this church had today unless we just don't want it. I've cleared my heart. That's what I'm going to preach. Y'all stand to your feet. Brother Donnie, you come. Lisa, come.